Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 237. My name is Christopher Keough. I am here with Jeff Chorney, that's the voice you just heard, and Travis Baum.
Yo.
And something a little different this week. Everybody's got stuff going on right now, like a lot of stuff. One in particular has more going on than the others, and we're going to leave that alone. We're not going to fuck around with that. It's private business. But so what we're going to do today is we're going to skip the feature. We're going to do one part show. It's going to be distractions, news, new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week.
Repeat question of the week.
So just want to let you guys know ahead of time. It's going to be a little different. We're just trying to make it a shorter show so we can get our stuff done. So before we get into things, let's go around. Travis, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. Great. Looking forward to a nice vacation next week. I don't know. Maybe. We'll see. I don't know.
It's good, but you definitely have a vacation. You just don't know if it's going to go well. Is that what you're saying?
It could be a disaster.
Okay. Gotcha. Where are you going again? Remind us.
Well, it's there's Charleston, South Carolina.
Okay.
That's the original plan. But my grandfather's also not doing very well.
Oh, no.
So we may very well be going to Louisiana and Mississippi. So it depends. Oh. It's one of the two things.
Okay.
So, yeah. We don't know.
That sucks. We'll see.
Yeah, well, only time will tell there, but nothing much. The original plan was to go to Charleston and everything, but this things with my grandpa came up and about a week and a half ago, so things have been we're kind of playing it close to the vest right now and just seeing what we're going to do, you know? So it's either going to be real fun or it's going to kind of suck, so we'll see.
Well, hopefully it's on the fun side.
Yeah, hopefully it's on the fun side.
We'll see how it goes, But anyway, that's it for me, kind of planning a vacation. So, Jeff?
Hey.
What's happening, my brother?
Not much. It's been a friggin' heat wave here the past 2 weeks.
Oh, tell me.
Crazy.
Tell me.
Like, for instance, today, I've had I just installed the air conditioner last night. A buddy of mine came over last night, kind of last minute.
And, was one of those window units?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, so we always install it outside of the main room area. But the thing is, we had new windows put in earlier this summer, and I tried to put in by myself. And literally, the window frame is about a millimeter too big to fit the air conditioner the way we usually put it.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, we had to, really kind of jam it in there, and I'm, sweating my balls off when I was trying to do it myself, because the sun was still out and whatever. So by the time my buddy showed up, it was probably about 10 o'clock at night. So the sun went down, it was a lot cooler, so we went and tag-teamed that bitch. And we got it in there, and we got to bust out the duct tape and stuff, and got some wood put under
it.
Got it jerry-rigged. Yeah.
Fuck it.
Exactly. But today, I've had it on for most of the day, and I've been it's actually freaking really nice in here, but I just turned it off now because it's loud. It's right next to the computer station at the computer desk, so it hears it on the microphone. But
it's getting toasted now.
Yeah, it's been off for literally about 5 minutes. And
good thing it's a short show then, huh?
Holy crap. It's probably already gone up literally 15 degrees in here.
Ugh, gross.
Yeah, so that's awesome. But it was good. We went to the beach last weekend. That was fun.
That's cool.
Some buddies, and we went down there. We had a few drinks and stuff like that, because technically you can't really drink there, but it's kind of, as long as you're behaving yourself and you're not waving around a beer in the air and like that, you have it in a red cup and stuff like that, you're not going to be bothered. It's usually the 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds, I kind of get busted with that kind of shit. So we were doing that, and we started throwing the frisbee around. And that's when I realized, holy crap, I got to be more active. Just throwing a frisbee around, running around with a frisbee, I was like, holy shit, dude, this is crazy.
Sucking buttermilk?
Yeah. It wasn't so much that. It's the next day, my legs were... My ass, dude, it was killing me. It hurt to sit down, stand up. I'm like, this is just from just running around for a little bit. And yeah, but it was fun. It was good times. And later that night, went to some Japanese restaurant and ended up going to some ping pong bar. It was pretty cool. It was a bunch of ping pong. Imagine a billiards bar type place. Ping pong. Yeah,
that's cool. I'm down for that.
It was really fun. Just ping pong balls all up in everyone's face and shit.
That's cool.
It was fun. It was good times.
Awesome.
Yeah. So and then my rest of the week was kind of meh, kind of shitty. But now it's been going really well now, and work's still busy as shit. But other than that. Yeah, doing okay.
Cool.
Yeah. What about you, Chris?
Oh, man. Not too much going on. Doing pretty well. I did get to see Abe Lincoln Vampire Hunter over the weekend.
How was it?
Oh, I fucking loved it. I fucking loved it. I really did. I don't care what the critics are saying. I don't care what it was a fun ass movie to watch. It was a fun movie to watch.
It's Abe Lincoln with an axe. How do you not like
it's Abe Lincoln with an axe killing vampires. I mean, come on. It's awesome.
What are critics saying better than that? It's not getting good reviews.
I'm not sure. I haven't really looked, but
it's got
apparently
like a 44 on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah,
right
and it really it's like okay, think it's very like a lot of the action sequences are very 300-ish. Like it's very gratuitous with the blood, but and they do the like the quick
stop
and then the
motion,
slow motion.
Yeah, I like that shit.
And it's really cool, and they do it really well. And I will tell you something, like if you go see this movie. You know, I want you to come back and I want you to tell me what your favorite action sequence was. Because Crystal and I walked out of the theater and looked at each other and we were just like, that scene was awesome! And it was a really fun movie to watch, had great action sequences. I mean, it wasn't accurate, it wasn't 100% accurate to Lincoln's life. But
oh really?
No shit.
Yeah, right. No. Yeah, what I mean is like
you just blew my mind there, Chris.
What I mean is like his family life. Like you get a lot of backstory for his family.
Okay.
It's like you meet his mother and father. You meet his wife. You meet a kid. You meet one of his kids, and so. The things that they show you are relatively accurate, but they leave off a lot of stuff. Like they don't mention anything about Lincoln's sister, and Lincoln had a sister that was a vampire, and he had to kill her. that helped take care of him as he was growing up. So it's like that's the kind of stuff that's missing. And the thing is that this movie is based on a book, so I don't know if that stuff's in the book or not. And maybe that's why it's getting panned, because it's a lot of the stuff from the book is left out. So, if you just go in there with an open mind, don't worry about what the book does, don't worry about it being historically accurate to Lincoln's family life, you're going to have fun with this movie. It is a fun movie
to watch. I really do think anyone going to see this movie are not worried about it being accurate to his life at all.
I understand.
That would not be anything to sway my mood or my thoughts on a movie.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what? He was missing his fourth molar, and
molar.
His number four molar.
Where's
and
his
I,
beard?
He had it in his mouth. It wasn't really true to real Lincoln.
Yeah, it was an interest. Let's put it this way: it was a very interesting take on the Civil War.
Okay.
So it was good. I suggest it to anybody who enjoyed who enjoys like zombie killing movies or like. What was it? What was the vampire movie that was, there was like a 30 Days Later or something like that? And
30 Days of
days
Night?
Later. Oh, 30 Days of Night?
No, it was something else.
28 Days Later?
28 Days Later. Thank you. Thank
that was
you.
Zombies.
That was the zombie movie,
Oh, I thought that one was vampires. Okay.
New. 30 Days of Night was vampires.
30 Days of Night.
That was a good vampire movie.
And that was like the fast vampire, like super fast, like super powerful vampires. And that's very much, very similar to what this is. It's like they're not glamorized or anything like that. It's straight up, these bitches are evil and they need to die. So it's
of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and there's not no true blood shit
going on. No sparkles, none of that shit. But it was a good movie.
Cool.
Outside of that, not much is going on.
You guys got fucking some weird healthcare shit going down today.
Yeah, I haven't really been keeping up.
Chris and I are actually moving up there.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that are saying that shit.
I think that's hilarious because that just shows me how much people don't really know what the hell's going on. If they're like,
people
we're moving to Canada.
Yeah.
Like,
people don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, it's not much different there, is it? I mean, it's like everything's paid for, but you still pay for it with taxes.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's not like...
It's subsidized, thing, but basically. You're still paying it somehow. Yeah,
right,
exactly.
Right. But, I just think that people are blowing it out of proportion. And, I mean, it's not like they're taking away private insurance. So if you're on private insurance, just stay
fine.
On private insurance.
Hey, look, I remember 12, 13 years ago when having insurance was mandatory for your vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And no one said a word. Everybody was like, you know what? That makes
sense. Wait, you guys don't have to have insurance?
We didn't.
It was a while ago.
Yeah.
It was
a long time
ago,
but there was a time when we didn't have to have insurance
you didn't
for our
have
vehicle.
To have it.
And
gotcha.
Now, not only do you have to have insurance for your vehicle, but if your vehicle is on loan, you have to have full coverage, makes sense.
Yeah, it makes
but
sense.
Yeah, it'll blow by. It's like I think
it will.
I think
it's,
that
just, it's just a drastic change that people aren't. Everyone hates change, and everyone likes to bitch and whine and complain.
Exactly,
so,
exactly.
Yeah.
And,
still
and
suck
you know what's going to happen? It's like it's going to end up just evening out, and either it's going to go away altogether or it's going to work itself into the system, and everybody's going to, you know, have health insurance.
Yeah.
So, whatever. But, hey, we're getting that. We're getting that heat, too, though, dude. We're getting...
yeah.
Like, today
you
it was like...
Atlanta.
Yeah, well, today it was like 98, and like 98 for you is like 37-ish.
This weekend's going to be rough.
And then this weekend it's supposed to get up to like 41 for you, like 41, 42.
Yeah.
And so like here it's like Saturday it's going to be 105, which is about 42.
Holy shit. Yeah, that's about what it's supposed to be here with the Humidex and all that kind of stuff.
No, yeah, this is without that. This is straight up temperature.
Well, you guys,
is be
do you guys have? I think I asked you that before, the humidity thing, but our humidity here is just terrible.
Yeah, it usually is here, but right now we haven't had any. Like last week, we were talking about how it rained all last week.
Yeah.
It hasn't rained since then, so it's kind of dried up a little bit. Yeah. So it's a dry heat, but it's still fucking 100 degrees, man.
It sucks for playing games, man, especially when your air conditioning isn't like amazing. It's like you're fucking like you sit up and you realize you got like a fucking ball sweat thing going on.
Nice.
It's not fun.
Yeah, I just have a very high power bill on months like this.
Yeah, my power...
especially right now with my wife being pregnant, it's like there's no way I can go... there's no way I can go without that air conditioner being on.
I just
no
put
way.
A fan right up in my
yeah,
grill.
Yeah, my shit is blowing up right now. Yeah. Hey, I saw a movie at the local theater.
What'd you see?
This week, I went and caught that Pixar joint. That Brave.
Oh, Brave. How was that?
You know what? Okay, it was good.
Okay.
It was good, but,
like, but
I was overall disappointed in the fact that the one thing Pixar does really well is that they give you a movie and it's open for every audience. Like it's something for every single person that watches it. It transcends gender, it transcends race, it transcends age. Anybody
and you don't
can
think
go
this movie did it?
Toy, and this movie did not did it. This movie was for mothers and daughters. That's
oh,
what
really?
This movie was about.
Girl power.
That, I mean, that's
what, that's exactly it, what
it
is.
It was
girl,
a good message
power.
For it was a good message for younger girls and everything. You know, letting people know
it's
that,
okay to be a redhead.
Well, that we know that's not true. That's of course not true.
it is if you're a woman. I'll tell you what. Redheaded women get all the attention.
It was a good message for girls. You know, basically for young girls saying you don't have to be pigeonholed into pink and Barbie dolls and
oh, that's
playing
cute
house
to lie
and stuff
to them.
Like that. You can do whatever you want, which is really cool, but the movie was for mothers and daughters at its core.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
good. It's a lot
Did
of
you
funny
laugh?
Moments. But overall, I left and was like, wow, this movie is just not, it's not meant for me.
Yeah.
Whatsoever. Yeah. So.
All right.
That's kind of, this sounds disappointing after like stuff like Up and Wall-E and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was a small disappointment, but other than that, the movie was fine, so.
Okay.
But,
you recommend
yeah.
it?
Yeah, I still recommend it. It's just that
I'll check it when it comes
out. It's not written
race.
For you.
Yeah. yeah.
So. Well, neither is a lot of other movies that I watch, and I end up enjoying them, so. I guess.
Cool.
I didn't mind A Notebook, whatever, there I said it.
It's a beautiful
gay.
Film. Super gay.
Super gay.
What's up, bro? All
right, cool. Let's do some games. Let's do some games. Hey, Travis, I know you said you had something new, so why don't you start?
Okay, yeah, I was making a little anecdotal comment about how I'm disappointed that the games that I really, really want to talk about, I haven't even played yet. You know, I haven't played My Walking Dead, I haven't played Dawn Guard, I haven't played Spider-Man. I haven't played Spider-Man because apparently it's the epilogue to the movie, and it's been spoiling the shit out of the movie. So
that's what I've heard,
oh, wow,
too.
Really?
I heard, like, in the first, like, 10 minutes, it's, like, a big spoiler about the movie.
Yeah, man. So I'm not going to play the game until I see the movie, you know, next week, so.
Hmm.
Wow, that's kind of messed up.
Yeah,
and they were saying, don't worry, it happens after the movie, you know, it's not whatever, and almost everyone I know who's played, it's like, it's a pretty big spoiler.
So I passed up those three games that I'm really looking forward to, but two things that I did play, one was free, which is always good. The extended cut to Mass Effect 3.
Yeah, we heard you playing that the other night. When we were
yeah.
In fact, you don't have to talk about it. I'm pretty sure me and Chris can do that.
I think we heard it all.
So it was fantastic. I really liked it. Now to preface everything else, I was not a hater of the original Mass Effect ending. Yeah, were they plot holes that I think that? Of course. Was I left wanting a little bit more? Yes, I was. But I didn't hate the ending. I just thought that it was a little light when you compare it to the rest of this the epic series of Mass Effect. They rectified everything completely. They added scenes where they needed to be added. They tweaked things where they needed to be tweaked. Now, overall, their general vision of the ending is there, is intact. And they said we weren't going to fundamentally change anything. I think they just stone cold lied to you. I think they changed a lot, to be honest with you. There are a lot of little things, but they were changed. When you think about things to stay spoiler free, but things dealing with the mass relays and stuff like that, like they changed that kind of stuff. They went as far as even adding an extra fourth ending, which was really cool. I didn't realize that until I was looking online after I previously, the first time I beat the extended ending. But yeah, they added a fourth ending where the Reapers win, which is really interesting. So,
because we want that one.
Yeah, and I saw it on YouTube. It's actually a really interesting ending. I thought it was really fitting.
Good thing you didn't spoil anything.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, guess what, Jeff? The Reapers don't win.
No, you said they do win. In the other ending.
But I thought it was fantastic. I really, really liked it. They added, especially when you like bring your loved one with you on the final mission, it makes it even more, like it shows how deeply your shepherd cares for the person that you ended up with. That was really cool. And like I said, all those plot holes, they did a great job at explaining it. I can't really go into much more detail in there. They didn't add any more scenes, like any more combat or anything, but overall it was good. If anybody who wants to jump into it, you don't have to play any of most people's saves are right before the elusive man's base. You can actually, if you have a save after that, like right before you go to the final mission, go ahead and do that. I played through the elusive man's base for absolutely no reason. So
yeah, I think I have one like right before, like after he, I'm not going to say what happens, but right before you actually go up to the last stretch.
Okay.
I'll say that.
Okay. Yeah. You definitely want to play up to before that, because that's when they start adding stuff. So.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. They start adding stuff there. Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
So overall, really, really, really good. I liked it. And I think it's the complete version of the way that game was supposed to end. I liked it a lot.
Okay. Cool.
Then the next thing I played was that new game from Jaeger and 2K, Spec Ops: The Line. This was a demo that Jeff, you got to play it a while back.
I played the demo like around, we talked about that like a couple months ago maybe, or like a month ago.
About a month ago, yeah. Yeah, talk about this month. This about a month ago for the demo. I said that it's one of the better controlling third person shooters out there. I still feel that way. This game just controls so damn well. Every kill that you make is satisfying. The game has that really, really good control, and it combat wise it never gets boring and everything. There are some gameplay issues though, because like just the way you control the guns and everything are really good, but I'll get to that in a second and everything. But the thing that makes this game great is the story and presentation. Basically, what happens is you're this guy, Nathan Drake, basically, who curses more because it is Nolan North.
Yes.
What happens is you and your team are sent into Dubai. Dubai is practically destroyed from the sandstorm from a few years ago. Right after the sandstorm, a squadron was sent in called the 33rd. They were sent in, led by this famous colonel, to evacuate the city and help people out. Well, they never were heard from after like 2 or 3 years. So you're sent in to go find them and everything and see what's going on. And then, of course, everything bad that you could possibly think of in the history of video games happens. So it's not a very happy game. It's a very, very bleak affair. Nothing good happens to anyone. Ever. So just go into that knowing that after this game's done, you're probably going to want to slit your wrist.
And I heard it actually nice. Did like the what's it called thing really well, the decision.
Yeah, it does decisions fantastically, because where a lot of games fail, it makes it more gamey, especially in games like Mass Effect. You literally see a bar raise up and down based on your good or bad choices. And this game doesn't do that. It doesn't say, hey, you made a good choice, or hey, you made a bad choice. You make a call, and you deal with the repercussions and the consequences throughout the entire game. Like, I was making decisions that were constantly affecting my game maybe 2-3 hours down the road.
Hmm.
People were, you know, my other squad mates were talking to me and dealing with me in different ways than if I made another decision another way, maybe the other person would be hostile toward me and stuff like that. So, like, it, you basically mold the game around you in this, like, you know, 8-9 hour experience. And it's really interesting. I would say it would merit a second playthrough, but they have it set to where the way they do the chapter select, you can basically, after you beat the game the first time, in 15 minutes, you can just reload checkpoints and watch all the other endings. It does that Deus Ex thing where you don't really replay through the game.
Yeah.
But anyway, from start to finish, like, presentation wise, it's an absolute, a joy, even though the game was, you know, borderline just depressing the entire time. The voice acting's great. The story's really, really good. It's got great plot twists. They have a lot of freaky shit that goes around and mess with your head. I mean, it was a good mix of everything. And a shooter really hasn't kept me that intrigued in the storyline probably since, either like Bioshock 1 or like the first Fear. Like, I get a lot of feelings when I'm playing, you know, like Spec Ops is when I was playing those games for the first time. So good on them for doing that. You know, the game looks good, sounds good. It's got a great, great soundtrack, man. Like, they take some great, like, you know, Vietnam type era, you know, music tracks and everything. You get some Jimi Hendrix. You got a really, really, really good 60s soundtrack, rock and roll soundtrack in there. And like I said, gameplay wise, it's really, really good in terms of the shooting and the aiming and stuff like that. Every kill is satisfying. But, like, this game does one of my, if not the number one pet peeve in video gaming for me, and it's that when they take a button and it does that button is two major completely different functions, but it's all depending on what situation you are. So, for instance,
so it's context sensitive and it does two major things.
Yes. So basically what happens is the B button or the circle button, if you're playing on the PlayStation 3, you are, that's your, if you're just kind of standing out in the open, that is your melee attack button, and you use that button a lot because some guys are in your grill quick and you have to, you know, melee them off you. But it's also, if you're next to cover, it's your vault button to vault over sandbags or barriers.
That's annoying.
Many times. And this is a realistic shooter, so two in a chest, one in the head, you're done. Okay, so you have to use cover. Your cover is your life in this game. Like, I was playing on normal difficulty, and I was just, like, taking 2-3 bullets, and I'm done. So you have to really, really hug to cover and then use that vault button, you know, precisely. And sometimes you have to run without using the cover. Just run and hit the B button to, you know, vault over there really quickly. But when I'm running, and I'm getting shot at all over the place, and I get up to the barrier, and I press the B button, and he melees the cover and does not vault over it, that's a problem. And it happened the entire time I played the game.
That is annoying.
It was annoying as hell. And if there's one thing that really dropped my enjoyment factor of this title, it was that one thing. Because, you know, happening once or twice, I can say, you know what, that was probably me messing up. But dying over and over again for the same reason, that's the game's fault. And it probably could have used a little bit more tweaking there because it was, or just change the button layout because it was not necessary. I can think of a couple of buttons that I never used. Right bumper, never used it. Not once. Make that your melee button. Hey, I just fixed it.
People will be used to it. That's like the melee button in like Reach and stuff, so.
Yep. So, but overall, I was satisfied with it. I liked it a lot. It was really, really good. So I recommend it. $60, no way. I mean, these guys need to make their money, so I'd hate to say, hey, don't spend $60 on their title, even though the title's good. You know, $40-$50, it'd be a quick grab. Because it does merit other playthroughs. I didn't play the multiplayer, so I can't speak to it, but apparently it's pretty vanilla, based on other reviews. So, but other than that, that's me.
Cool. All right. Jeff, what do you got?
Sweet fuck all, man. I played Diablo with you and Megan and Corey, only one matters. He's on Retroids. The other night, I guess it was yesterday? No, 2 days ago?
Two nights ago. Yeah, I went through and beat up the Skeleton Kid.
Yeah, yeah. And then we did Whimsy Shire on Hell. And Nightmare.
And then Whimsy Shire. Killed some purple unicorns.
Killed some unicorns. Killed some flowers. Touched some clouds.
and decapitated some teddy bears.
Yes, exactly. So that was good fun. I played a little bit of... I played some Halo Reach today, actually.
Cool.
I don't know why. I think I was just kind of like, I was watching videos of Halo 4. I was like, I'm kind of hyped up and went back to it. And I was like, you know what? Halo Reach, that's a good looking game for,
oh, yeah,
for a Halo game. It's like, makes the other ones look like balls. But, yeah, that's seriously it, dude. Like, that's all I've really played. I think I talked about Rayman last week, right, for 3DS? Yeah, I talked about that briefly.
Yeah, I think so. Talked about the demo, yeah.
Yeah, that's all I played. I didn't play any Street Fighter. I played some Street Fighter 4 AE a couple on Monday night, actually, with Glenn Burgess, Kill 9.
Okay. That was after recording, right?
That was after recording. After okay. recorded Nevermind Up, we went and played some arcade edition. Then we fucking okay. He made the room, so we played against each other for a bit. And we're both so freaking rusty, so it's actually pretty good because we were kind of going back and forth with like wins and losses. But then some random dude joined. And he was, seriously, no word of a lie, the best player I have ever played against in my life in Street Fighter. And he wasn't a dick, like he was destroying us, but at least he was staying in the room. Like, we had another guy join earlier that would, he beat both of us once and then just left the room. This guy stayed around, which is kind of frustrating because me and Glenn never got to fight each other again. But this guy, I saved some of his replays. I couldn't believe the stuff he was doing on reaction and just, like, reading us, like, we were a freaking book, and it was just like, this
guy
is crazy. Everybody. He started off as playing as, who was he? Sorry, he played, I'm trying to think of who he played first, but then he said Jury was his main, so then he went to use Jury, he was doing ridiculous shit. Then he went to Rose, and I'm like, okay, Rose is Jason's main, so let's see how this stands up. And this guy did shit I've never seen before.
All
and
right.
I was just like, fuck, this guy is good. So, and the guy had zero battle points, zero player points. So, like, of course, we messaged him, we're like, dude, like, seriously, zero battle points, zero player points. Like, I don't play ranked matches. I only play casual matches. Like, dude, you should go to fucking Evo, man. Like, it was disgusting. He was playing, like, he was using Rose, he was using Jury, he was using, I'm trying to think of who he started with, because he really fucking, oh, Viper. It was Crimson Viper.
Oh, wow.
He was just, like, destroying us with Viper. So, yeah, the guy was pretty damn awesome. And it totally, after, like, a while, me and Glenn were just like, fuck it, we're done for the night. Like, I gave the guy, I messaged him, like, dude, that was fucking awesome, but it totally killed my mood to play Street Fighter. I'm like, yeah, I'm done. we're gonna play another game or go to bed. But, so that was kind of cool, I guess, to see some cool shit, but, yeah. That's it for me, though. Nothing else, nothing new at all. I did download Walking Dead Episode 2, I just haven't played it yet.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm in the same boat, I didn't have anything new. I played Diablo this week, and I also played some more Lollipop Chainsaw. I'm on the last stage. Just got to what seems to be the final boss. I guess I'll find out. And played some more Gravity Rush. Got the second piece of the city put back on, and I think there's two left. And trying to get through like all the challenge stages and stuff like that as well, and level up Cat as much as I can before I, you know, move on. So, but still having fun with both of those games. So hopefully next week I'll have both of those beat. And we can move to something else. But, yeah, I mean, that's it for me. So,
cool.
Unless you guys have something else you want to throw in there, we can move on to news.
I have literally nothing else.
Good.
I don't think,
cool,
yeah.
Cool. Well, let's start out with the bad news and just get it out of the way. All right? More studio closings are hitting, unfortunately. Radical Entertainment is the latest one to reportedly shut down. And apparently what they said is that Activision talked about Prototype and the fact that it just wasn't a success. So they had to shut the studio down. I just saw this, like, it hit pretty much like this afternoon, and I just saw the story, so I'm not really sure how
got
much
details or whatever.
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what's going on.
And what confuses me about Radical closing down because of this is that how much of Prototype 2 did they have to sell to for them to make a big
profit
enough profit for Activision to not shut them down? Because, I mean, they use the same engine. They're using pretty much all the same assets with a little bit of new tech here and there for, like, some of the new physics stuff they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, all the technology was there. It's like, how...
I don't know.
They didn't have to build us from the ground up. Like, how much did they have to sell? And I'll be honest with you, at our GameStop,
well,
this game sold pretty well for us, DLC
really?
Included. Like, it was a pretty hot title for us that week. So I'm surprised to hear that. I wouldn't be surprised if it made a profit, but not a big enough profit for Activision. So then my second question is, what's the fucking bell curve when you have Call of Duty under your belt? Like, what's the curve?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, use some of that extra money to help out these things, or like these other developers.
Yeah, I mean, what are you expecting out of these other titles when you have a Call of Duty that sells, you know, what is like 8 million copies or something ridiculous like that, if not more? But it seems like they're trying to, like, it seems like Activision's trying to keep the staff from Radical on board to work on other projects, but, you know, who knows if that'll actually work out.
From what I gather from, like, people, like developer interviews and shit like that, it seems like if a game can't sell, if it's a certain budget, if a game doesn't sell, like, a million in, like, its first month, it's pretty much not going to make money, which is ridiculously high. So I'm not sure if they just say that. Because how many times do you see something like, some developer just put out a thing recently saying if this game doesn't sell more than a million, there likely won't be a sequel. The game's not out yet. I can't remember what
game.
We said
in the first month, though, right?
Yeah, first month. Games are like movies. Like, it's the biggest weekends are usually the first one, and that's same with game releases. Like, the first month is like when it's really going to sell. After that, it's kind of like, unless something happens, like word of mouth really generates and they start selling more. But I don't get, instead of shutting down a company, like, they bought out the company, why can't they try, like, why, I don't understand why these businesses can't try to start, like, try to sell them.
It looks like they did try and sell them.
Oh, really?
So it looks like they were trying to sell the studio.
Okay.
But,
because that would make more sense to me, just, like, try to sell them to someone else who might want to pick them up.
Right? Yeah,
because
Radical's
been around for a while.
And that's the thing, it's like, yeah, since, like, 91 or something ridiculous like that. So, and that's the thing for me, it's like, I don't understand why, you know, I guess, you know, it's all, it all goes down to that one man's trash is another man's treasure. I mean, it's like, sure, Activision has talked about Prototype not making enough money, but not making enough money for Activision is probably loads of money for THQ.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's like, it's how do you judge that? How do you base that? And how do you make a decision like that when, you know, you're the most profitable publisher in the business?
Yeah. You know? Well, at least they weren't put, you know, we're shutting you guys down. We're putting you guys on Call of Duty map making. That's what we're gonna do.
Yeah, yeah. And they are trying to keep the team together, so there's props due for that. So we'll see what happens, I guess.
Too many companies are closing down. Too many developers.
Too many, because you got to sell that 1 million.
Yeah.
And Sega is closing some offices too.
Yeah, they are. Two offices, I guess. They closed down.
They're closing down like five more at least. They're saying France, Spain, Germany, the Netherlands, and Australia. There's going to be offices that are going to be shutting down, and they're switching distribution to other centers. Sega is not doing well, and I don't understand what they're doing over there, because it's like one of the things that we kind of touched on last week was Anarchy Reigns, and Anarchy Reigns is done, and it just got delayed again to like April. It's like, why are you delaying this game? It's done. Just release the game. Nothing is out right now. You know, this is a perfect time to release a game.
The only thing I can think of is maybe that they know they're not going to make a profit in this in the fiscal year, so they're waiting to just wait till next fiscal year to start.
That might be true.
But
I don't know.
They just need to market that shit, man. I mean, they put out two of my favorite games like in the last couple of years, like Vanquish and Bayonetta. And they did not sell that great. They need to start marketing. I don't know.
Well, they said they're going to start working more towards a digital.
Digital
focus, yeah. And, you know, I mean, that's fine, but, I mean, you got stuff to put out, so put it out.
Hey, instead of stopping those people from putting out that, the remake of Streets of Rage,
yeah.
Why don't you be
instead
like, hey,
focusing
guys,
on that.
Buy it, and putting that out on Xbox Live and PSN and, like, on PC and make money off it instead of being, like, stopping people from doing it.
No kidding. Why don't you grab those people and let them release the game?
Yep.
Whatever. We should run these companies, Jeff.
I know. We should.
Run that shit.
We should do that right now. Yeah,
that's
we should run that
we're
shit.
Okay, podcast
three
over.
CEOs.
We're going to Sega.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn that shit around.
What else is on news?
I'll tell you one franchise that did pretty well. Dragon's Dogma shipped over 1 million copies.
It did, so yeah. It's
hey,
sold
there
you go.
That's
pretty good.
I thought
it was going to do.
It's looking like Capcom's going to be... sticking with that one, sticking with that franchise, and hopefully we'll see more of that.
So how much did you say it shipped 1 million, you said?
Said it shipped 1 million, so we don't know what sell-through is, but...
That's still pretty good, but see, that's Capcom being like...
That's what matters to them. Once they ship them, it's out their door, and they got
their
money.
It's money for them, yeah.
So...
That's like... But the thing is, that's like... That they made their 1 million, and the Capcom's already saying, we're probably going to make a sequel. I really want to know, how much did Prototype 2 do? Because I guarantee you, Dragon's Dogma took a lot more to friggin' make than Prototype 2 did.
Yeah, I'm actually excited, but this is my best news that I've heard all last week. I prayed and prayed and prayed. I was like, there's no way this game's going to sell well. No way in hell.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
And for this news to pop out, you know, it's rare where you get this shocking news about a game and its numbers, like, for the good. Like, you never, it's always like, oh, it didn't sell very well. It didn't sell very well.
Yeah.
This was below expectations. But when they said Dragon's Dogma shipped a million, I was like, get out of here. That is fantastic. That's really, really good, because that game has got some issues. It's got some serious, serious technical issues, albeit it's a very, very fun and really, I mean, good game. But there's certain things in that game that just stop me from playing it. If they can work on those and really hone those down for a second game, I cannot tell you how happy I would be to see a much better, more refined version of that game. So hopefully these numbers are holding true.
Or they could totally fuck it up like Lost Planet 2.
That's true.
True that.
They could do that.
From what I can tell, the sell through for Prototype 2 was approximately 900,000.
So almost a million.
Mm-hmm.
And that's sell through.
That's sell through.
I don't know, Activision. That's, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm not sure how I feel about it.
I don't know. I don't know. Yeah.
I don't either.
And Capcom hasn't exactly been doing like the best shit recently. So the fact that they're able to like be like, we sold like shipped to a million, we're going to do a sequel for this. That says something. That shows a big difference between those two companies.
Yeah, I mean.
So let me read you guys something real quick. Now this is on Wikipedia, but it is quite referenced. So I mean, it's referenced.
It's got
to
be true.
Yeah, so it has to be true. although Prototype 2 was a top seller for April 2012, beating Kinect, Star Wars, and Call of Duty: Modern Warfare 3, its sales were considerably down from the sales of the games released in April 2011. Prototype 2 would continue its strong sales into the month of May, garnering more sales than the highly anticipated Dragon's Dogma, but failing to beat Max Payne 3 and fellow Activision Blizzard game Diablo 3.
Well, duh.
Well, come on. I mean, but, what were you expecting?
That's like,
according, and I'm hitting on the reference right here. And let's see. And this came from gadgets.ndv, and they're posting numbers here. I mean, it's sold better than Dragon's Dogma in the month of April. So, like I said, what to Activision is more of a success is not much of a success for you know, a company that like Capcom. Like Capcom's like, you know what, we sold through a million, cool, good. They probably sold through 1.2 million, you know, in with Prototype. But Activision's like, you know what, that's not enough for us. That's not going to do it.
Yeah,
we hold ourselves in higher expectations. You do 4 million, you do nothing.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Oh well. Sorry. We'll miss you, Radical. all right, so Last of Us is talking about some multiplayer. I'm not sure if you guys heard about that.
Is it co-op?
I don't know if it's going to be co-op or not.
That was a lead-in question, actually. No, it's not co-op.
Oh, okay.
You knew that answer already. No, it is not co-op. Yeah, it's going to be strictly competitive multiplayer. It would seem it would be competitive. It's not cooperative. It's competitive, right?
That's what it seems like.
Yeah, because they said it's not cooperative. They didn't say what it is, though.
So right.
I would assume competitive.
I don't know. I'm not really. I guess the reason I just mentioned this because, all right, we're adding multiplayer to this game that looks like it should be single player focused, and I'm not surprised because they did that with the last two Uncharted games. But in reality, when I look at Last of Us, I still don't know what this game is. So I mean, it seems like it's Uncharted with more of, it's almost like it's an Uncharted that's more cinematic and focuses more on hand-to-hand combat and less on gunplay. And, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure how I feel about it right now, but all I know is that it's beautiful and I'm going to play it, but,
I would not play that game for multiplayer at all.
No, not at all.
Uncharted. I didn't dislike the Uncharted multiplayer. I think the Uncharted multiplayer is actually done really well.
It's competent.
Yeah, I just don't have any drive to play it. I play Uncharted for single player.
I like the Uncharted co-op a lot. That's good. But all right, so
I didn't play that a lot. Yeah,
yeah. I played more in part.
From what I hear, people just jumped off cliffs more than anything.
Well, That's,
well, yeah, that's pretty much, yeah.
That's what makes it fun. So the 3DS, we actually, 3DS XL, we mentioned last week, too. And one of the things that I said that Jeff didn't agree with was that I thought it should use a second pad. That should have a second pad.
Well, no, I said it shouldn't be in the actual thing.
Like, I thought it should be. Yeah. That's what I'm getting at. Yeah. And you disagreed. Well, they are releasing a CirclePad Pro XL later this year.
Of course.
So I guess that makes sense. You know, they have
They're not going to not release it. Yeah, right. They have to.
Still think they should have just put it in the system. Yeah. But I don't know. That's a conversation.
No, I think they should. I think they should. I just think they won't. That's where the disagreement was. I think they, like, yeah, they should. I'd like to have it on there, but I don't think they'll do it.
No, I don't think they'll do it. It's Nintendo. Because they're stuck on there. You know, we want you to use the touchscreen, and you have to conform to the way that we're going to do things. And forget the fact that the industry has moved towards this direction. We want you to come back to this direction. That's kind of the way it seems like their attitude is sometimes. So that's just my opinion, though. It's just my opinion. All right, last thing that I've got. So last week we talked a little bit about the Surface, which was announced. This week we had Google announce their tablet, which is called the Nexus 7. And, it's a little 7-inch tablet. It has a quad-core processor, and it's going to run $200. It's pretty good.
Not bad at all.
Yeah, yeah. So, and it's going to run... Oh, you guys laughed at Ice Cream Sandwich, so let's do this one. It's Android 4.1, and it's called Jelly Bean.
Jelly Bean.
Yeah, I think we knew that already, though.
I think we did. We have talked about that.
I cannot wait for 5.1, though. It's got some really, really impressive specs. But almond butter toffee is going to be so, so good.
Almond butter toffee.
Cannot wait.
Yeah, I heard that that the next one's going to be cannoli, though, so we'll see how that
goes. No, it's got to be watermelon gummies.
Watermelon gummy bears? All right.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. The thing does have a 1280 by 800 display. So that's 720p quality. Over 720p, so that's pretty cool.
But it doesn't have Infinity Blade, which, oh my god, I totally forgot to talk
about.
Yeah,
you
did
talk about Infinity Blade.
That game is fucking awesome. That's all I'm gonna say about it. It's really fucking good.
That's the only thing that's really making me still want an iOS device is to play that game. And I would say Swords and Sorcery, but that's out on Steam now, and I actually got that with the Humble Bundle. So,
oh, that's right, yeah.
So I mean, it's like the only thing that's on iOS that I want to try is Infinity Blade. So, yeah. Travis, next time I see you, I'm going to play it on your iPad.
Okay.
Fair enough. But that's all the news I've got. So unless you guys have something to add.
I have not really been paying attention to gaming news this last week, so I have no idea.
Understandable. You've had a lot on your plate.
I did.
So, yeah, a lot of that stuff just came out today, so...
Oh, okay. Up to the minute that everyone will hear on Monday.
Yeah, I know. This news is four days old for you guys, but it was news for us. It's news for us.
Yes, yeah.
Cool. Well, as I said, we're going to skip the feature, so we're not going to take a break today, so we're just going to go ahead and move straight to new releases.
May as well.
And it's going to be really quick. Xbox and PS3 are both getting Test Drive Ferrari Racing Legends.
Is that like a DLC for Test Drive Unlimited 2?
It looks like it's a retail...
Yeah, it's a retail
game. It's a boxed game.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it looks like it's a boxed game.
Oh, okay.
And then, let's see, 360 is also getting Spelunky, and...
Isn't that...
Go ahead.
I can't... keep talking.
Wasn't there a Spelunker?
There we go.
Wasn't that, like, the first one? It was, like, Spelunker or something?
I don't know.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, there was... it sounds familiar.
Yeah.
Spelunker.
And then, there's an MMA Onslaught. Both of those are going to be downloadable on the arcade. PC is getting The Secret World, which is an MMO. Is that what you said, Travis?
Secret World, yes, MMO. Looks good. Looks kind of cool. Interesting. Kind of like a modern take on MMOs.
Hmm.
Okay, cool.
It's got some buzz.
So it'll fail.
It's the next World of
it's not WoW, so
it's the next World of Warcraft killer. Yeah. It's the next killer, yeah.
It's going to take
the
it
next
out.
One that, it's the next killer that'll actually not kill the game, like all the rest of them. And then 3DS is getting Theatrhythm. I'm not sure how they...
Oh, yeah.
Theater Rhythm, something like that?
Theater Rhythm Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy, yeah.
Yeah, that's that. I'm not sure how they're pronouncing it. All rhythm-based, like, mini-games and combat games.
With Final Fantasy characters.
Yeah. If I had not traded my 3DS, I'd so be buying that day. I love all that music. It's so good. So
cool. That's your new release list. There's not much next week. So, pick of the week.
But what's it called count? Because it technically wasn't announced, but would Walking Dead Episode 2 count, even though it came out already? Because we never said it last week.
Well, it would have counted for last week. For last week's show.
That's true. Yeah. But you know what? Dude, they need to advertise. Like, I looked for that. I saw Aces playing it last time. I'm like, fuck, that came out? He's like, yeah, man, it just came out today. And I was looking all over the dashboard.
Yeah, I didn't even know that hit.
Yeah, I didn't know it hit. I didn't see it on the dashboard. I'm like, what the hell? I had to actually do, like, type in the search, Walking Dead. And
I checked the story yesterday, too. Mm-hmm. You know, I checked the PSN store. And I didn't see it.
Yeah,
it's
not up on PSN until Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's why you didn't find it, yeah.
Oh, that's weird.
But even on Xbox, they're not advertising. So I'm like, if they had the exclusive, why the hell didn't they plaster that? Like, right when I logged into my Xbox, be like, Walking Dead Episode 2, available now. Like, I didn't see a damn thing. I had to go, like, search for it. And,
I thought it was on there.
It wasn't on. I didn't see it. I was looking fucking everywhere. So I actually had to go to, like, the whole, like, not Bing search, but I went to, like, Arcade, Search, Walking Dead, and then that's how I found it. And it was still, like, the fourth thing on there. I'm like, what? So dumb. But yeah, can't wait to check that out. I'm not picking any one of those other games that you didn't mention, so...
Yeah,
my pick of the week would be Record of Agarist War 2, but, I mean...
Is that supposed to be next week? Because I don't even see it listed.
That's next week, yeah.
It is next week? Yeah. Okay, well, there you go. Sure, why not? I'm down with that.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Let's do some emails. We have any?
I don't know if we have any.
I don't think we did.
I didn't check, to be honest. Actually, I don't even have access to those.
Do we have any voicemails?
Yeah, I got a few, and they're all from the same person, I'm pretty sure.
I wonder who this could be.
Yeah, who could it possibly be? Here is the first one.
Hey, guys, this is Fluffy.
Hey, Fluffy.
How are you, man?
I'm good.
I'm happy.
You're hammered.
What's going on?
I think he's going to vomit.
I think he's touching himself, actually.
I miss you guys. You're awesome.
So too.
I don't know if he's laughing or crying.
Is he crying?
Yeah.
What to say?
No, he's laughing.
Okay. And that was voicemail number one.
Aw, that's right. So sweet,
Fluffy. You gotta love those nights, though, where you just, like, you call someone up drunk dial and they have no idea what the hell you're gonna say. You just kind of just ramble. Not that I've ever done that.
Yeah,
but,
of course not.
Of course not. I have two New Year's Eve voicemails from the last 2 years. Trust me.
He saved that happens, them. They have not been deleted yet. All right, here comes the voicemail number two.
Hey, I forgot to tell you something. I want to... Damn it. I forgot.
Oh my god!
It didn't even start the way I wanted to. I said that wrong. I don't remember what I was going to say.
Sound like he's got the professor's love to us.
Okay, listen. I think I've developed other selves inside my head. All of these alternate universes... of me. One of them doesn't like me.
What?
But they are not getting along. But there's a problem. The sabotage in me is like the Liberal politicians are fighting in the offices. And hold on, I'm falling over. Yeah, I was telling you to do things. One of them saying you should go to bed, the other one saying you should go watch something, and the other one saying you should have TV. Then the other one, don't tell him go have TV. Tell him you got to say, listen, I'm right, and you know I'm right. And he was like, yeah, I guess you're right. And there's a leader. These are all ultimate versions of me inside my head.
I'm not going to lie, I can't understand a damn word he's saying.
I gotta go.
Did you get the basic gist of what he was talking about?
We are talking about like some interconsciousness, like espionage or something.
That's what I heard like politicians and something like that. Or like
he has multiple personalities in his head, and one of them hates him. It's great quality material from Fluffy Notes. That's what we always get.
That is awesome. Love you, Fluffy. Hope you got home safe. I hope you woke up and you totally forgot about those, because, yeah.
Well, let's find
That's
out.
That's going to be awesome.
Because I got one more from him, and I haven't listened to this one yet. So.
Oh, my God.
Hey, guys, it's Fluffy. I'm calling up for your question of the week thing.
Oh.
Okay, mate, I am going to sound like a cunt, but fuck it. Fuck those guys. I don't sacrifice no shit just because you're falling on hard times.
This is from last week.
Every industry at the moment is failing. This whole money politics bullshit is fucking up everybody. So what makes them so special that we've got to sacrifice just to keep them together in their own little groups? I mean, fuck it. If you want to do better, make something better on a tighter budget. If you want to stay together. And I'm not just saying shallow because of graphics and shit, but fucking anything, yeah? You want to take something out? Fuck it, I'm not interested. You want to make it not as good? Fuck it, not interested, mate. Seriously, you can't just feel sorry for them because they're falling on hard times, when so are we. I'm not going to go out to some bloody Fijian supermarket because they're about to close. I mean, I'm not going to buy coconut milk when I fucking don't drink it. You know what I mean? Okay, that's a bit of a bad
idea. Oh, yeah, preach
but
it, brother.
Either way,
yeah.
Okay, I'm bye. I'm out. Bye.
So that one's on me, because I didn't listen to it beforehand.
No, that's fine, because that was the one, remember last week you said we had one from Fluffy, but you didn't have the voicemails ready? So
right.
That's good, you got to it. I totally agree, I mean, you can't feel sorry for them, everyone else is the same fucking hard times, man.
Yeah, it kind of sucks, and I like to say that, you know, I'm okay with it, but based on what you said last week, I don't want things to stay stagnant either, so.
Well, no, but I mean, yeah. But I think he was looking at more of the whole, like, if they're going to take something out, then whatever. We shouldn't feel sorry for the developers that are getting whatever, because if they're not making a good product, then whatever.
I still do, because even those that are making good products are getting screwed over.
Are still kind of closed down. Yeah, that's true. That's a totally different, I guess, topic. Yeah.
It's black or white, guys.
Yeah.
It's black or white.
Fuck you guys.
You guys don't get it. You just don't get it.
I guess not.
I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
Well, that is what I've got.
Too highbrow, I guess.
What about Indus questions? Did we get those up?
We do have some Indus questions.
Okay.
We might as well hit them up because
some sweet tweets.
We got some time. We got one from Mr. Dark Bauer.
Hey, that guy.
He says, regardless of its success, worst pickup line you've tried or had used on you? I'm just going to go out and write and say it. I don't use pickup lines.
I don't either.
I never have.
I never have either.
And I've never had, I've never really had someone use a pickup line on me. I've had people just randomly start talking to me, but everyone's going to know those shit cheesy pickup lines that no one uses, like, oh, did it, like, I don't fucking know, like, did it hurt? And what, when you fell from heaven? everyone's
Shut up.
No, I mean, like, everyone knows those stupid ones that you always hear, whatever. But I don't think anyone actually uses those. Like, I don't know.
Only Barney Stinson could pull those off.
Yeah.
Yeah, my version of a pickup line was,
what's up?
Can I call you sometime? Baby. That was, there was a girl that I was having a conversation with. And
that's not a pickup line, because you've already got past that.
Yeah, because I've already gotten past that point. So,
yeah.
You know. Here's a good pickup line for you. Ready?
Hey.
Hello.
Yeah, that's good.
How's it going? Those are good
nice
ones.
Nice boobs.
Nice
there
boobs.
Nice boobs. I
nice
like
boobs.
Your boobs. I want to be on you.
Watch you on my face.
Let me rephrase that.
Do you like motorboats?
can I interest you in a Brumski?
Can I give props though to the black guys of the world? Because those guys,
for being
those guys are the king of the pickup line.
They don't give a shit.
They don't use any type of rhetoric or any, like, sappy jokes or anything.
Girl, you fine.
It's just like, girl, I got to get on that fat back. What you doing? Like, what's your name,
God,
girl?
Travis, yeah. You are so fucking racist.
No.
No, but no, it, dude,
no,
it is.
No, I'm not being racist.
It is
I'm
kind
totally
of a stereotype,
kidding.
But it is kind of true, though. I've seen that shit in action, like, Fred. Like, they
it's
don't
like
no
the balls
shame.
You have to have to
yeah.
do that.
Yeah.
You stop talking like titanium laced copper balls.
Oh my god.
To be able to do that.
There's a follow up. Fluffy Nuts actually replies to Dark Bower and says, I just answer this. I want to maul you like a pit bull on a 4-year old.
Oh my god. You need to reply to him and ask him if it's ever worked for him.
Yeah.
Believe
Billy
it or
Harris.
Not, that was his polite multiple personality
yeah.
that did that.
That's a sober, like, you know, that's when he goes to a funeral. He uses that one then.
A funeral.
Know. Billy Harris, also known as Captain Hardock. He says, do you think Katsuhiro Harada feels ripped off since Yoshinori Ono won't be around to hype up Street Fighter Cross Tekken with him? So that, I don't know if we... We did mention that Seth Killian left, but we did not mention that Ono was leaving as well. And
they
were
Ono
kind of
was
doing
leaving
like
as well.
Wait, is
yeah.
Ono leaving? Because Ono was he was just like kind of taking a step back.
Yeah, he's taking a step back. It's hell. It's not even just hell. There's some other stuff going on too. But they were doing like both of them were kind of doing like a tag team hyping up Street Fighter Cross Tekken. But to be honest, I don't think Tekken's or Cross Street Fighter is going to be happening for a while. So
yeah.
At least not until next generation, I don't think.
I think it'd be next year, if anything.
At the earliest, I think.
Yeah, like holiday year. Next year. We haven't even seen
yeah.
anything on it, really.
No, there's been nothing on it at all. And they've been putting all their time into tag tournament, too, so.
Yep.
I don't think he feels ripped off. I don't know. Whatever. They'll be fine.
Yeah, I think it'll be fine. People have to go
Omega.
Their different directions, you know. Life has to come first.
Exactly. If you could have a board game based off any video game, what would it be and play like?
Oh, God.
That's another one that involves thinking.
Can we save that one for next week?
Hey, I got an idea.
Yeah.
You guys want to bring a contest back?
Sure. You got one right on the spot?
This one will be pigeonholed because the prize that we have... Do we know offhand how many Vita owners that we have as listeners?
I have no idea.
I have a free digital copy of Uncharted Golden Abyss to give away. We haven't done a contest in a while.
No, we haven't.
Play this. Maybe
we still have to
you
give
guys,
a
maybe have you guys give us your description, like your video game based board game description, maybe? This is off the cuff. We didn't talk about this one bit.
No, we didn't. This is happening on the spot.
This is on air.
Fuck it, we're doing it live. I'm fine with that.
I kind of like this. I just don't want to answer it.
I want to answer it. I just want to wait and like think about it for a while because it's kind of a complicated question. So
we can give people a few weeks on this.
Yeah, we could do that. Make it like a contest for July.
Yeah.
All sure. right, we'll come back to that.
But I'm pretty sure anyone who has a Vita probably already has that game, maybe.
Well, they can
or
have a choice.
There you go. Okay, so back to the question.
We have to answer it?
No, we're going to save it. We're saving it.
We're
that's going to be a contest.
Yeah.
We are. Oh, that's going to be the contest on that question. Okay, gotcha. I guess I zoned out at some point.
Yeah,
there.
We may tweak it up a little bit, but yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. That's a good idea. Well, that's all the end of questions, then, if that's it right there.
Okay, cool. Let's do question of the week.
Let's put it this way. Whoever wins that contest, we're just going to throw in the Old Republic as well. There you go. Bam. Done. Because we've been sitting on that for like 3 months.
Oh, I forgot we had that.
Yeah.
That's like $100 worth of game right there.
That is.
That's a nice little prize.
Hopefully we get that Old Republic. Hopefully you get that code before it goes free-to-play, so.
Well, it's already free-to-play to level 15, isn't it?
Son of a bitch!
Is it? Is that for sure?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is.
Oh, well. All right, well, whatever. We'll give you the code. If you want to use it, you can use it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Don't say we never gave you anything.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Question of the week. We are just repeating what we said last week. So our quite Sony literally. And Microsoft waiting too long to announce information about their next generation consoles. So if you want to answer the question of the week, you send us an email. That address is email@interactivedistractions.com. Send us a voicemail as well. Sorry, Fluffy. I will make sure I listen to the voicemails next time beforehand. and that is 706-760-4337.
It's not Leet. It is Stinky,
Stinky.
Feet.
My son says Stinky Feet now.
Because, Stinky Feet?
Because I said it to him once. I was like, Liam, you got Stinky Feet. And now it's the big joke now. It's like, Stinky Feet! Stinky Feet!
Aww.
Completely off topic. Sorry.
Babies are cute.
Babies are cute. You follow us on Twitter. We are Indus Podcast. You can follow us individually as well. We are Indus Chris, Indus Travis, and Indus Geoff.
That is G-E-O-F-F.
Geoff.
That was new. you can get us on Facebook, Google Plus, and Steam. Just search for Interactive Distractions and you will find us. And if you are on Retroids, come check out our forums. If you're not on Retroids, get over to Retroids and register. And then come
check out our forums. Get on that Shizout box.
And that's all I got. You guys have anything else before we wrap up?
New.
I'm Kazoo.
I'm good too. thank you guys for listening. Sorry for the short show. We will be back to normal form next week, hopefully.
We will be.
So until next week, my name is Chris.
I'm Trizavis.
And I am Giuseppe.
Giuseppe. Play your games, and we'll talk to you next week.